Hey, Browns fans, Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. It's the Hugh Jackson Show brought to you by State Farm and Coach Josh Gordon reinstated on a conditional basis by the National Football League. Obviously, that's a bit of big news, a little bit of buzz, and I got a chance to sit down with him and talk with Josh about coming back to the Browns. Josh, what was it like for you the first time you walked back into this locker room?
I was excited to see the new faces and get acclimated and looking forward to the opportunities to come, really. So it was definitely a happy experience, for sure.
Did you always know you were going to get this opportunity again? Did you believe it?
A while ago, wasn't so for sure. You know, I knew deep down I knew I had some unfinished business. And I knew ultimately to get back to where I wanted to be, it was going to take 100% sacrifice. It was going to take more than I've ever done before. So I just figured if I can continue doing what I could do, maybe the rest of the pieces will fall into place. And they ended up working out that way.
If you could write the script like it was a movie for the rest of your career or even, you know, the rest of your life, how would you want that to play out for Josh Gordon?
Rest of my career, just being the best wide receiver that I could be day in and day out, being the best teammate I could be to these guys, you know, a great overall just person. You know, I definitely have goals and aspirations to be the best wide receiver in the game and in the history of the game. So as long as I keep that in the forefront and my goal to reach and keep working in that effort, hopefully I'll reach that goal. I think at the end of it, that's what I'd like to write at the end of my chapter, yeah.
Josh, thank you so much for the time. Best of luck to you, and great to have you back here with the Cleveland Browns.
Good to be back. Thanks, Nate.
All right, man, you got it. All right, Coach, Josh Gordon, obviously, he gets a chance at redemption now, and he's a guy that wants to do it the right way from this day forward. What did it mean to you to get him back and you know, to be able to sit down with him, look him in the eye, and see a change, Josh Gordon?
Well, it means a lot. I think first it says that he did everything that was required of him to have an opportunity to be back in the National Football League, and that organization made a decision that it was the right opportunity for us with him to bring him back as a member of our football team and see if he can matriculate here within our environment and be everything that we want him to be.
If you get to write that final chapter for Josh Gordon as a Cleveland Brown, how does it go in your mind, Coach?
He will be one of the greatest receivers that have ever played the game. He still has to continue to earn the right to do the things here that we need him to do. But he has tremendous talent. You know, the guy can catch the football. He's a pro bowler. He's done all those things. But I think what's most important is that he gets his life headed in the right direction so that he can be the best version of himself as he moves forward in his life.
Absolutely. And we certainly wish him the best on that every single day, as we know it's going to be an ongoing process for Josh Gordon. Let's talk about the bye week. No game this week. Mm-hmm. What did you guys do over the bye week?
Well, we spent time really self-scouting ourselves offensively, defensively, and special teams and looking at things that we thought we can do better. But I think our players have done a good job of coming back in the building and understanding our message and what it was that we needed to do better to have a chance these next eight games to pull off some victories.
Coach, real quickly, I know that not only Josh Gordon news, but Corey Coleman as well returned to practice this week. Could get him back for the Jags game a week from Sunday. How's he looked coming back to practice?
Boy, he looks like the Corey of old, you know, really explosive, quick, caught the ball extremely well. It's going to be really good to have him back out there. You know, again, he's one of our better players, one of our playmakers. We haven't had him for a long time now. So it'd be good to get Corey back.
It will. You talked about one of the things maybe you've noticed. That's the progression of this running game. In three of the last 4 weeks, over 115 yards, over 5 yards per carry. And a big reason for that, Isaiah Crowell starting to get in his groove. Let's go take a look at that in the Papa John's film breakdown.
All right, on first and 10, on a quick count, they give the ball Crowell. He's left side, he's into the secondary. 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Isaiah Crowell!
All right, Coach, let's take a look at this now. Big run against the Minnesota Vikings. Here you are, you get the turnover, and teams like to take that turnover and put a touchdown on the board. That's what we did right here.
Absolutely. It was a real good time for a football team. This is something we haven't done all year, is really score on the first drive. And again, I credit our defense for creating the turnover. We're able to come off the ball up front. Crow's able to make a guy miss in the secondary, and there you go.
All right, back it up to the beginning here. So Deshaun's going to show the ball, and he's reading in the zone read Griffin. And in this case, he gets both Griffin and Barr.
Absolutely. And as you can see, because of the speed at how we're playing, look at 98, 92. They're trying to get communication from 54. You can see Griffin trying to talk, and Barr's trying to get there and move him, but the ball's being snapped. when we're playing fast, good things happen because sometimes defenses are not able to play like they want to, and that's what we're trying to create there, and we're able to get a score out of it.
And I want to single three people real quick. Batonio tells 92, see you later. Zeitler, that's why you want him, gets the second level. And how about Spencer Drango to peel back and seal that lane, and then Crow does the rest.
But let me give you the best part of this. Watch Batonio as this is happening. Look at that pump of the fist. That's what this is truly all about.
Shades of a young Tiger Woods right
there. That's what it's all about.
And the Browns took the lead there. All right. We will be back, speaking of Spencer Drango, with more of the Hugh Jackson Show. And he sits down with us next. Up next on the Hugh Jackson Show, Spencer Drango breaks down his first start at left tackle and talks about the tutelage of Joe Thomas.
I just try to step in and do the best I can for the guys around me and play my hardest for the team.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgura alongside the head coach of your Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. And it's time now for the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's play walkthrough with Spencer Drango. But before we get to Matt Wilhelm and Spencer, coach, first start at left tackle for Spencer Drango since he was at Baylor. Goes against Everson Griffin. Did a pretty good job. What did you take away from that performance?
That he will compete. You know, obviously he has big shoes to fill and Joe Thomas. We don't expect Spencer to be Joe Thomas, but we expect our players to go out there and give it everything they have. And he did that and then some. I thought he held his own very well in that game. And again, we're looking for him to try to do it again this week.
And he talked about that test with our Matt Wilhelm again in the Northeast Ohio BMW Center's play walkthrough.
Hey, it's Matt Wilhelm here with Browns starting left tackle Spencer Drango. Spencer, what's it been like in the wake of the Joe Thomas injury, just, you know, kind of on the cusp to have to fill in such a role that's been held by an individual in the standing that Joe's been in the Cleveland Browns organization for so long?
Yeah, you know, I just try to step in and do the best I can for the guys around me and play my hardest for the team. You know, it's been, you hate to see a guy like Joe go down, especially the way he did. But, you know, it is football, and it's kind of a next man up mentality, and I'm just doing my best to fill in.
What's missing Joe in and around the locker room on a daily basis been like, and especially even furthermore in the O-line room for you guys to kind of rally together, to kind of keep you guys level-headed and give you the experience that Joe brings each and every week?
Yeah, you know, we've done a pretty good job of kind of trying to stick to business as usual, but it is a big hole that he's left. You know, he kind of pops in and out when he doesn't have treatment and stuff like that. And to my knowledge, I think he said he's going to be around as much as he can, which is, you know, a benefit for all of us because we do get that wisdom he has. And there's no pressure on him. He can really dial in and help anybody he needs to.
There's no pressure on him, but the pressure's on you with those big shoes to fill. Is there any insight or any, you know, intrigue that he's added to just give you as a young football player who's stepping into this role to really just manage what playing that position is in the NFL and protecting that quarterback's blind side?
Yeah, you know, he's given me a lot of insight. And over the year I've been here, a year and a half I've been here, and especially now that, like I said, he's able to kind of really focus in and help other guys out. But no, you know, it's all about hand placement and details at this level. You know, the smallest detail at the very beginning of a play, if your first step's wrong, you get to beat. And so that's what he's done such a great job of over the years, is being a technician and, you know, always having his hands in the right spot, always having his feet in the right spot, and just being able to recover from literally anything if he needs to, just because his technique is that good. And so it's been great to be able to learn from him.
While your experience has been playing at guard here with the Cleveland Browns, share with the Cleveland Browns fans about your experience at Baylor. Where did you play?
Yeah.
Almost your entire career in college.
My entire career I did play left tackle at Baylor.
There you go.
You know, it's a spot I'm familiar with. It's kind of like riding a bike. Guard was, last year was a lot different for me, just because it was kind of like 3 days of practice and there you go, you're in. So this year, you know, I do have a lot of experience to fall back on. Granted, it's not at this level, but that experience does come quickly, just with the guys we're facing every day.
And what challenges do you and this young football team have over the last 8 weeks of the season, try to get over that hump and get a victory? Because as you know, one leads to another and then leads with a good feeling as you close the season.
You know, it is all about the details, like I said. We just got to keep honing in on those and continue to execute at a high level. You know, defense is playing outstanding. We got to be able to continue to help them out on offense and score points, because without points, you're not going to win.
Absolutely. Well, Spencer, good luck against the Lions, and well, good luck the rest of the season at left tackle.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Coach Spencer Drango, obviously a guy who wants to do this, said he'd compete, and he wants to do this probably for the next 8 games and establish himself as a starter in the National Football League. Now, Joe Thomas was the block there. Now he's kind of Coach Joe. How can Spencer lean on Joe Thomas now in that role?
Well, obviously, Joe is a tremendous mentor to have. You know, there's a ton of experience there. He's seen it all, done it all here in the National Football League. And anytime you can pick his brain to understand how players play, you know, Joe's one of those guys that has a book probably on every defensive end in the National Football League. Know what guys like to do, know what guys, how guys will fundamentally try to attack that position. So I think Spencer's going to get a lot of knowledge from Joe.
And he's got another opportunity this Sunday against the Lions, and you have another opportunity for more of the Hugh Jackson Show right after this. Next on the Hugh Jackson Show, the Browns quarterback rookie DeShone Kizer is the focus of our big one-on-one.
If I can continue to develop myself by taking those small victories each week, eventually we're gonna jump over this, and after we jump over this, my play's only gonna get better, hopefully, and that's gonna allow us to continue to win games.
Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zagura alongside the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson, and Coach DeShone Kizer comes through the bye week. He is your starting quarterback once again. Has that time off, do you think it helped him as he come back kind of with a renewed focus and maybe passion given everything he had to deal with over the last 2 weeks?
Well, I see the energy there. You know, I think, you know, sometimes when you're a young player and you're starting, especially at that position, to be able to take a break, a team break, you know, and step back and look at the things that he's tried to accomplish for 8 weeks and see exactly where he is, it's a good breather for him. So I think he's ready to go. He's working extremely hard. He's had a good week of practice. I think he's looking forward to playing.
And let's hear from the man himself as he sits down with our Dustin Fox in the Universal Windows Player Spotlight.
Dustin Fox here with Browns quarterback DeShone Kizer. DeShone, the bye week is over. And on to the second half of the season. Probably happy to put the first half of the season behind you and excited about the second half?
Absolutely. You know, there's a clean slate for us and an opportunity to try to kind of redefine what's happened in the first 8 weeks here.
And you've seen everything as a rookie. I mean, coming into the league, seeing highs, seeing lows, starting to the sidelines a little bit to take a peek back, and then you get back in the game. What's it been like for you as a rookie?
You know, there's quite a few experiences that that not a lot of guys go through, especially this early. And there's a bunch of different ways you can look at it. You know, there's times of frustration, there's times of, you know, triumph. There's a lot of things that you know, you would like to see in a rookie year. A lot of things that you don't want to go through in a rookie year. But all in all, I think that it's probably the best experience for me. I think that a lot of people want to try to make this a defining year for me, you know, a year that, you know, makes or breaks a guy. I'm going to continue to trust in the message that was given to me in the beginning, and that this is going to be a process. And you got to allow time to play itself out. On me, it's all about just trying to get better each week, trying to get better each rep. And you can sometimes allow distractions to take you away from that. But I think I'm doing a good job with trying to just, you know, stay the path.
21, right? You haven't turned 22 yet?
Nope, still 21.
How do you go in that locker room and lead? I mean, how tough is that? As a young guy, you got dudes in there who are married with kids and, you know, guys who are in their 30s playing this game. Is that tough?
It's very tough. But I think that quickly I figured out that within that locker room, there's a lot of guys who are searching for themselves, searching for what a winning organization looks like. They're all trying to pull from all their separate experiences. So when everyone's kind of walking in with an open slate and an open opportunity for anyone to step up, it makes it a little easier for me. It's allowed me to be myself. I haven't had to try to sculpt myself into someone else. I'm just trying to learn how to do whatever I can to simply just pass Coach Jackson's message down and, you know, continue to do the things I've always done to you know, put myself in the position I'm in right now.
You guys have had some time now with the bye week, some extra practices and time to watch some more tape. What's sort of the mindset, the goal, the message, really, as you approach the final 8 games here?
You focus in on the small wins. You focus in on the goals that are set in front of you. And I think that Coach Jackson and I and Coach Lee and I, we set small goals each week, and if we just work to accomplish those. You know, stop turning the ball over. We were able to do that in London.
Did that.
and footwork. There's small things that you're doing with footwork that I was making mistakes on the beginning of the year that have completely been eliminated. And you hang your hat on those wins and then allow your personal development to then affect the rest of the team. The better the quarterback plays, we all know this, the better the quarterback plays in the game, the more likely there's a chance of winning games. So if I can continue to develop myself by taking those small victories each week, eventually we're gonna jump over this. And after we jump over this, my play is only going to get better, hopefully, and that's going to allow us to continue to win games more and more.
Coach, last week, a clean sheet for Deshaun against the Minnesota Vikings. What's the next step? Turnovers, let's say he's got that down. What does he have to do to take that leap to be your guy?
I think stay clean again, and let's score more points. I think that's the name of the game. We just got to get one more point than the other team, and in order to do that, our quarterback has to play well, and he gets it. The pressure of playing, play in and play out, I think Deshaun's up to the challenge.
And we'll see what he can do this Sunday against the Detroit Lions, and we'll preview that game next on the Hugh Jackson Show. Finally, we wrap up the Hugh Jackson Show taking a look at the Browns against the 4-4 Detroit Lions. Welcome back to the Hugh Jackson Show. Nathan Zgurin, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Hugh Jackson. Coach, another opportunity this Sunday against the Detroit Lions, and you're going to have to take on one of the very best quarterbacks in the National Football League, Matt Stafford. What makes him so effective?
Well, he can throw the football. He throws
from
the football
angle.
With any angle to anybody. He has some real good targets to fire the ball at. I think he's a guy that displays more mobility than people think in the pocket and outside the pocket. He's done a good job, and he's really one of the better quarterbacks in the National Football League.
Golden Tate, Marvin Jones, maybe the hottest duo in the NFL right now. Certainly over the last 3 weeks, the stats would bear that out. What makes them so effective? Because Jones is so good on the outside, Tate so good on the inside.
I think those guys are able to make plays, and I don't think they worry about if people are hanging on them. They've made contested catches. They've made free access catches. They've made catches down the field. They've made catches short. And they turn those catches into scores. So we have to do a great job of limiting both of those guys.
And I think another way to do it is to beat Matt Stafford up. They've given up 26 sacks, some injuries on that line, and you get Myles Garrett back. How's he looked this week, and are you ready to unleash him against the Lions?
Unleash Myles Garrett.
Yes.
There's no question about that. I mean, he's ready to go. He's excited, and that's the one thing he said, Coach, just let me go. I promise you, we're going to let you go.
Yes, indeed. All right, when you've got the football, what do you try to do against this defense that's got some very good players on the back end and Glover Quinn, and they've done a good job, Darius Slay, but they really haven't gotten to the quarterback as much as you would think with a Lions defense.
No question, but they have guys that can. I think teams have done a good job of scheming to make sure that didn't happen, and we'll try to do that too. But I think a real good defense for us will be us playing really good on offense. The time of possession will be huge. We need to limit their opportunities on offense to have drives. So we need to do a better job of making sure the time of possession is in our favor, but we also need to score points. So we need to play extremely well on offense to assist our defense, just like our defense need to do the same thing to assist our offense, and special teams plays a huge role in that as well.
You said you want these guys to fight this Sunday and really over the final eight games. If they can fight and give you 60 minutes, I think you got a good shot on Sunday against those Lions.
Absolutely. Good things happen when you fight. And I think our back's against the wall. So one thing I know about this group, they'll come out fighting.
Coach, thank you so much for the time and good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks. And you can get the best pregame breakdown in the business on News 5 at 11. It is Browns Countdown. We'll be live at Ford Field. So be sure to check that out and enjoy the rest of your day. Go Browns.